This question is from a Christian friend,
though
it benefits both Muslims and Christians, in fact. The question says that God had included in his holy books all the guidance required for the benefit of mankind. What is the need for continuity of revelation after revealing those books?
After revealing the Holy Quran?
Yes,
the earlier books.
Well, because
if a Christian, he couldn't have said that.
Well, yes, because he is a Christian, he didn't mention any specific book. He says after the revelation of the holy books.
Yes, holy books in general.
Yes, in general.
Please, now. The fact is that the purpose of revelation is to be understood first, and what part they play in rectifying society. Are they all sufficient, or something else is required? This is the fundamental question to be asked. If a book by itself was enough, only books should have been sent from heaven, as people were also demanding. Whenever a prophet came, according to the Holy Quran, people said, why not the book right from the heaven? That is the most essential part. So if a book had descended from the heaven and we could see it, that would have been enough for us. But the book is not enough. The purposes of the institution of prophethood have been described in the Holy Quran very clearly, and the book only makes one part of that. In Surah Jumu'ah, for instance, the Holy Quran tells us, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. That's the first thing. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. That is the book, revelation of book, being conveyed to others. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. It is not the book which does the skiya, that is which performs purification. It is the prophet who performs the purification. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ. The book is there, but a teacher is needed. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And the philosophy, underlying philosophy, is also required to be explained. So these are the purposes of a prophet. If book remains intact and the teaching is heard by ignorant teachers interfering with the meaning of the book, if the philosophy is lost or new philosophies arise in the world to challenge the bona fides of that book, then some teacher is required. Because three parts which have been mentioned here as duties of the prophet are over and above the revelation of the book. Concerning the book, of course. Revolving round the book, of course. But book by itself is not found sufficient. So, this can be immediately put to test. Those who believe that the book should be enough, they know that it is the same book, Holy Quran, the Holy Quran, which was at the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is exactly the same book as it was at that time and as it is today. Is there any difference in the book? Or no? None whatsoever. But is there some difference in the Muslims of his time and the Muslims of today? Or none whatsoever? So obvious difference. So much that if they were Muslims, the present day Muslims don't appear like belonging to the same Islam. And this difference set in so sharply, in fact, that at the time of Hazrat Ali Karam Allahu Wajhahu, somebody asked him the difference, why there was such difference. And the retort he gave was so beautiful. He said, because Ahzad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had people like me to follow him. And I have people like you to follow me. You see, the difference in generations and their quality of sacrifice. So the Holy Quran did not change by the time of Hazrat Ali Karam Allahu Wajhahu. It has not changed even today. But the difference between the quality and character of people is immense. So obviously it is wrong to say that Holy Quran by itself should suffice in the sense that it should enforce itself upon the characters of the people, their attitudes, their values, and run into their blood automatically. A performer is required. one who has direct contact with Allah, he is the one who purifies, through the help of the book, of course. But he is the one who first practices the book and turns it into a value of real life. Not a word alone, but turns it into practice. And then people begin to follow their like. When they see things in their own kith and kin, in their own blood and flesh, then they follow. Not just the books written somewhere. So the book is essential because the entire philosophy and the way of life and the teachings are contained in the book, that is the word of Allah. But to practice that word, to make it understood, to speak about its lasting values and to meet challenges arising at various times regarding that word, all these factors demand a man from Allah who is being guided by Allah. Take that man out and this will happen what has happened. Bring that man back into the picture and the things will begin to change. Among those who follow him, of course, not those who reject him. So that is the difference. The Holy Quran is still today the same as it was, but Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is missing. And that loss has never been fulfilled. Unless somebody who is subordinate to him, of course, is raised from Allah on the same pattern. He speaks to him. He gives him strength and power and guidance. And he is capable enough, with the help of Allah, to bring people back to the same spirit of sacrifice as was created by Hazur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and is so well guided by Allah that he is capable of meeting the challenges of the modern time and all the new philosophies which have been erupted from all corners of earth, challenging the validity of the book. Unless that happens, the revival of Islam is just a dream. Or revival of Christianity for that matter, if the questioner was a Christian. Please, after him, yes. Another question?
Well, in fact, sir, the questioner was asking about the communion of Allah with man. What is the need for that after the guidance was already in the book?
I understand. That question was much more limited than I thought it was.
Yes.
What is the need? That is the purpose of religion. That's not a need. The Holy Quran solves this question in a beautiful way. It says man was created for meeting Allah. That is the object. And those who deny that object, those people are destroyed by Allah ultimately. In that surah, which speaks of Christianity, the answers to every question are found. And because he was also a Christian, I refer his question to the verse, to the surah, Surah Al-Kahf, which mainly speaks of Christianity. In the end part of that surah, Allah Ta'ala tells us about the latter day Christians and what would happen to them. And I remember the verse, I'm going to just recollect it. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنَّا آتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ. That is liqa, which I mentioned. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا ذَٰلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا. So liqa'i rabbi, liqa'ihi, that is meeting with Allah. If that is rejected, then Allah says the very purpose of the creation is rejected and those people are rejected by Allah, who reject the liqa with Allah. And this is further mentioned in the end part of the same surah in relation to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his purpose of coming. He tells us, he announces it to us, "Qul innama ana basharun mithlukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahu wahid. O mankind, I was like one of you, of course, but now a change has taken. And the change is that Allah has begun to speak to me. He is revealing things to me. Man kana yarju liqa rabbi. It is not only limited to me. Whoever wants to meet his Rabb, that is wahi. Because that is what is mentioned. Revelation is mentioned in this liqa. So the first liqa of the same surah is elucidated and further explained a few verses beyond that. What is meant by liqa? The Holy Quran says, liqa is this, what was found by Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sarasana, what was achieved by Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sarasana. And the proof that you have got liqa, that is meeting of Allah, is in wahi. If there is no wahi, there is no proof. So Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, that innama ana basharum mithlukum, I am also apparently like you, like one of you. But a great difference has set in, because God has started speaking to me. And that is liqa. Man kana yarju liqa rabbi. So if you also want that liqa, do as I did. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. He should act righteously like I have been doing, that is understood. And should not call partners to Allah. So the purpose of creation is liqa'i rabb. Liqa, that is meeting and knowing God, communion as you have put it. Communion is with God is the purpose of creation. And the Holy Prophet comes to establish the lost communion. So if he keeps the communion to himself, any Holy Prophet, and does not convey to others, he has not served the purpose of his coming. If he can't give it to others, then he is a liar, he is a false prophet. Because he came to establish the lost union between God and man. And those who reject it as philosophy and as if nothing is required, according to the Holy Quran, they are rejected. And according to the Holy Quran, the proof of communion with Allah is revelation by Allah of some sort. Wahi can be made through good dreams, true dreams, through visions, through spoken word, through words through a messenger, or as if Allah is speaking behind a curtain. All these are manners of wahi. So, wahi is the purpose of life, not just a means to convey things to others, but to carry people to that loftiness. So that is the philosophy as we find of communion in the Holy Quran. And after the book, it is essential that it should follow, otherwise the book is meaningless and useless. No, please. You have to wait impatiently until Mr. Mustafa Sabit has run out his questions.
Okay, the last question
that
for tonight.
That is a big until, I tell you. Very remote until.
Last question, sir, for tonight.
After you, for tonight, Mr. Abdullah Anwar also wants to put in a question. And because he is also coming from America, I should give him preference over the local residents.
Yes, sir. Yes, please. This is also from Christian friend.
Yes.
The Holy Quran speaks highly of the previous scriptures and directs Muslims to study and refer to them, to those books. Is not this an evidence that those books were without any corruption at the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ? And if they were, why Muslims were directed to refer to them?
Yes. The Holy Quran does not say that they were without corruption at the time of the revelation of the Holy Quran. It has nowhere been mentioned in the Holy Quran, even remotely. On the contrary, it has been categorically declared that all these previous scriptures which have been mentioned by the Holy Quran have become corrupted by human interference, by interpolation. So the question is not valid in the light of other verses of the Holy Quran. Why are they referred to? That is the big question. In the Holy Quran they are referred to for various reasons. For instance, very often they are referred to prove to the followers of those books that they are liars. They are false in their attitude. They are untrue people. Because the Holy Quran challenges them that if they are truthful, at least they should practice their book. Because they are not practicing their book, so they are dishonest about this new truth. Those who do not follow their own truth, how can they follow a new revealed truth? So because their attitude is corrupt and wrong, this is why they are not following the truth. That has been mentioned many times in the Holy Quran. So that is one purpose why those books are mentioned. In other instances it is mentioned that you are such a cruel and wrongful people that truths came to you before from Allah and you corrupted them. So again they are addressed, not the Muslims in fact. They are told and a folly of theirs is revealed to them in so many words. It is pointed out to them that unless you rectify your attitude toward religion, you cannot gain anything from any prophet who comes. Because you have been misbehaving to your own religion to the degree that you did not hesitate to interfere with the word of Allah as it was revealed to you. So with that wrongful attitude, how can you expect to reach truth? First rectify yourself. Thirdly, it is mentioned that not the entire book is corrupted. Partly it has been corrupted, but partly in certain places where it is not corrupted, there the Holy Quran gives us the glad tidings that if that teaching was worth keeping, Holy Quran has already contained that teaching in itself. You are not left with anything to search in those books. Had the Holy Quran told you that part of those books are good and part is bad and it is your duty to search for the good and leave the bad out and follow the good, then it would have been very difficult for every person to select the right from the wrong. But the Holy Quran, after making this claim, also declares that whatever was worthy of keeping and whatever was correct has already been adopted for your benefit in the Holy Quran, plus some. So it's a complete book. فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ. The Holy Quran tells us. What are qayyima? Qayyima are those teachings which have lasting values, which have not been corrupted. So the Holy Quran gives us the glad tiding that this is not just one book. فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ. There are all the previous teachings of the previous books which were worthy of being retained. So with all this explanation of the Holy Quran vis-a-vis the previous books, nothing is left unanswered.